This is Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman. I wonder, do you have days when you feel like the score is the world, 100, God, 0? Does it sometimes appear that you're on the losing team? You go to a job where God is irrelevant to the people around you, where His name is used only in profanity, and they seemingly give no thought to God as creator or ruler or sovereign. You're in a daily environment where a commitment to Jesus Christ is looked upon as foolish and naive, almost laughable. And when you apply biblical principles in your everyday world, people sometimes take advantage of you, ignore you, or just discount your ideas altogether. Let's face it, that's the way it seems at times. You're walking the straight and narrow, but what for? Where does it get you? The other team does what they please and get ahead for it. Do you sometimes feel like joining the other team? Are you tired of being in the minority all the time, seemingly losing all those skirmishes you face every day? Well, I want to encourage you to remember one thing. The final chapter has been written, and we know what the end will be. I think of the young boy who was reading a thrilling mystery book when his mom insisted he put the book down and do his chores. "But Mom, I'm in the fourth chapter and the villain has the hero in his clutches. Looks like he's gonna die. I can't quit now." But Mom insisted, so hurriedly he flips to the last chapter and reads the final page. He then bounds into the kitchen where his mother is waiting and says, "Wow, that old villain is doing real good in chapter 4, but just wait till he gets to the end of the book. Is he in for a surprise?" You see, it looked like disaster in chapter 4, but when you know the end, then chapter 4 takes on a whole new perspective. Maybe you're in chapter 4 today, and you need to flip to the end and read the last page. It's already been written, and I can tell you the outcome. Jesus wins, and those of us who are His followers will win and reign with Him. If you don't believe me, read Revelations 20, 21, and 22 today. Remember, God has not lost control of this world. He's bringing it to its end in His time and for His purposes. He is sovereign, and He still reigns in heaven. So as you head into that world, where it may appear that the score is unevenly in favor of the world's crowd, remember the last chapter, and don't let chapter 4 get you down. If you know Christ as your Savior, you are on the winning team. Remember that today. Have a great weekend and join me again Monday.